This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Guys, on a GCN, you guys are rocking it. I appreciate you guys. Just wanted to give you a high five live on the radio across the country. Friends, we got much to cover here. I want to get to, during the second half of today's show, the 56 examples of outrageously foul, lewd language spewed out by Bill and Hillary Clinton over the last three decades. And it's interesting who they're spewing out this outrageously foul and lewd language at. And it's not, this does not sound like this comes from a people that represent we the people. No, they're talking down and they're talking at with foul language and lewd language against those that are actually there to help them serve the people. We'll be talking about that during the second half of the hour, second segment. We're going to be talking about evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Let me say that again. Evil is powerless if the good aren't afraid. But what we're going to do before we actually get over to that is I want to hit some of the topics concerning what's on Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Iran's jihad-preaching Ayatollah says Trump's extreme and psychotic episodes are going to get a response. Now, that's interesting, and I don't care who the president is. It's interesting that they're so high and mighty and they sit on such a high throne that they can now threaten the United States of America. But why wouldn't they, knowing that the American people let criminal Barack Hussein Obama give them $1.7 billion in cash back in 2016? This should come as no surprise to the American people. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the fact that you have an Iranian jihadist, a terrorist, right, preaching the Ayatollah, threatening America and the president and saying that America is going to get a response because of the way that they're allowing their president to talk, okay? And again, I'm for the rule of law. I'm not going to get caught up into who has my favorite jersey on. Not going there today, nor have I ever gone there before. But the fact of the matter is Americans allowed Barack Hussein Obama to take $1.7 billion of your tax dollars, your hard-earned money, to give it to the likes of these individuals. I mean, that's unfathomable. It's the unthinkable when you begin to think about what the American people have allowed corrupt politicians to do. Not only to other countries, but also to themselves, and empowering, even going so far as to empower anti-American third world Middle Eastern countries that hate our guts. That is absolutely incredible to me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Sheriff Joe Arpaio skyrockets in latest poll for U.S. Senate seat in Arizona's primary. And it's also interesting to note what else is on sonsoflibertymedia.com here. Arpaio doubles down in Senate race. He said, and this is what he's bringing forth, Obama's birth certificate is a phony document. He's resurrecting this again. And if you remember right, Donald Trump did the same thing on the campaign trail, but because once he seen it didn't go over very well, he just kind of pushed it away. And it wasn't his constituents that it didn't go over well with. It was those that beat him up and demonized him through the media, or at least were sold that information, correct? But this is crazy stuff that's going on in this country right now. But I'm glad that Arpaio is actually doubling down on the fact that Obama's birth certificate is a phony document. Isn't it interesting that you don't see any of today's conservatives, talking heads, yesterday's liberals, actually zeroing in on these created phony documents? And why wasn't that? Well, they just had to go along to get along because they didn't want anybody to talk down on them. Folks, in other words, what I'm saying is they didn't feel that their country was worth fighting for to go after a foreign plant in the People's White House that meant to fundamentally transform our country. That's what you have today in the conservative movement. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, New York Democrats, doesn't matter. We have one constitution, we have one law. No two-party system. It's the greatest evil under the Constitution, said John Adams, President Second of the United States of America. But this New York representative to herself, Pamela Harris, she was advocating for the poor. But now she's being indicted for stealing hurricane funds and trying to cover it up. That sounds much like the Clintons over in Haiti, doesn't it? They raised millions and billions of dollars for the Haitian people. But guess what? The Haitian people are protesting Bill and Hillary America. Did you know this? They're not just criminals in America, they're criminals all over the world. But again, here we have another politician, folks, being busted for stealing hurricane funds, and then she tries to cover it up. Well, she's going down, you know it as well as I do. You know it as well as I do. This is what I wanted to hit. Cliven Bundy renews commitment against federal overreach, friends. In other words, the federal government was overreaching. And we've covered this for months and years, folks, concerning the Bundy Ranch and how the federal government was overreaching, how the federal government was acting out in such a fashion as nothing short but the definition of what a tyrant and tyrants are, because that's exactly what took place there. But this is what the headline says on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Cliven Bundy renews commitment against federal overreach. He weighs whether to hold government accountable or to forgive them. Are you kidding me? Hey, America, let me ask you something. Is it a mercy that God allows a country to go on allowing 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day to be murdered, to be beheaded, to be dissected and sold in this country? Is that the mercy of God? Absolutely not. It is not. He's looking to his church to enforce the law so those little ones in the womb can find mercy. Is it a mercy that your government teaches people how to commit the crime over and over up to three times and three strikes you're out? Absolutely not. It's a moneymaker, but you knew that. Is it mercy? Is it the mercy of God to stand back and say, Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Let us go on in our sin for another decade, for another generation, for another century? Absolutely not. The mercy of God says this. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Mercy's on the other side of judgment, friends, not the other way around. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got with yours truly, Bradley Dean, getting a little fired up here, friends. Just talking about an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Cliven Bundy, renews commitment against federal overreach. Tyrannical government. Now he's out weighing whether to hold government accountable or to forgive. This is what I say. Forgive, but hold them accountable. Forgive, but hold them accountable that you don't bear it. Folks, can I ask you something? Is it mercy to show mercy to a people that don't deserve mercy? Because mercy to God in judgment upon the guilty is a mercy to the innocent. And how many people get it all messed up because they know not the judgment of God? The best thing that Bundy can do is bring about the law to hold corruption in federal government accountable for their crimes. That's a mercy to the rest of us that he dealt with the corrupt. That's a mercy to the rest of us that he dealt with the tyrants, those that overreached, to send the message, we're not going to tolerate your crimes like the Puritans of the day did. See, this is why our forefathers threw off the tyrant king across the pond, because they wanted mercy upon a people that were innocent by bringing judgment upon the British. And that's exactly what happened. Let me ask you another thing. When you look at what happens, let's say, for example, I got a brand new article up here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. A kidnapper, sodomizer, and murderer pleads with Utah not to put him to death in front of a firing squad. Do you know that there's people in this country that are sick enough in their minds to actually sympathize with a guy that kidnapped, sodomized, and murdered? See, you live in a society today, America, where more mercy is shown to the guilty than for the victims that are innocent. That is completely upside down. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, kidnapper, sodomizer, and murderer pleads with Utah not to put him to death in front of a firing squad. Now, just think about this. If the message was sent before this individual committed the crime that kidnapping will not be tolerated in the sight of God and man in this country, or sodomy will not be tolerated in the sight of God or man in this country, or murder will not be tolerated in any sense of the word before God and man in this country, do you think he would be in the position right now asking for mercy? No. Absolutely not. See, again, I want you to listen to me carefully. Mercy to God is the judgment of God upon the guilty on the behalf of the innocent. There is a judge. His name is Judge James Dean in Cambridge, Minnesota, that if you drink and drive, the very first offense, you get the maximum sentence. Did you know that? You see, the message to those that want to party and drink and drive and dare the justice of the law in the United States of America is you better not go ahead and try your luck in this county. And guess what he doesn't have a problem with in his county? He doesn't have a problem with people coming into his community and drinking and driving at any given time. Why? Because they know that Judge James Dean is a merciful judge on the behalf of the people that live in his community, and he will not tolerate crime in any sense of the word. Not one jot nor one tittle of any infraction of law shall be violated. That's how much they love freedom. I mean, how backwards can this be? To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous. Then love kills justice, friends, by overlooking judgment. And when I look at these headlines, it's like, is anybody thinking about this? You know, going back to Judge James Dean, that doesn't tolerate drinking and driving in his community. Does anybody pay attention to the fact that 11,000 people, on average, are slaughtered on the streets of that, by them that don't know what the word no means and that it's illegal to drink and drive in this country? But I'll tell you what, you've allowed government in this country to taint justice and judgment at such a degree that now, as long as the government is paid off to feed the bureaucracies that they have created, justice is left undone, and the innocent victim and justice is not satisfied. Why? What don't we understand? I mean, if we send the message, for example, you drink and drive like in other countries, like in El Salvador, if you drink and drive the very first offense, you know what they do? They set you in front of a firing squad. Well, Bradley, that's extreme. Extreme what? That's extremity, Bradley. That's radical. No, it is not. It's a love for the rest of the people at large. So some dummy that doesn't want to obey the law, he's going to understand what's going to take place if he dare offend that law. And if he dare offend that law, we're going to put him in front of a firing squad, and we're going to let everybody know what we did to him, that others also may fear too. Boy, that sounds biblical to me. That's a deterrent from them that want to commit the crime. Not in America. No, not in America anymore. Speaking of drinking and driving, it's interesting to know, friends, that a Californian judge back in 1992, a man was busted drinking and driving 18 times. You know what his sentence was? He thought it was really cute. He said, you need to move closer to the liquor store. This is what you put up with. I just want people to put the justice and judgment of God into perspective along with mercy, because there's such a backwards definition of mercy and grace in this country that it offends me and it sickens to me to my very core. It really does, and it should you too. Jeremiah 9:24, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising love and kindness. Read Psalm 107, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, saith the Lord. You know, it's interesting as well, back in the beginning days of this country, if one was to kill, they were publicly hung. You can go online and see what they did to those that conspired against Abraham Lincoln, we're told. But the message was sent that the conspirators were all hung publicly. You can actually see the pictures. And what's the message to the rest of the people? You better not violate law that protects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not the other way around. But you can rest assured, now going back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, this kidnapper, sodomizer, and murderer, he's been in prison since 1988, and now he wants mercy from the state not to put him to death in front of a firing squad. And the only thing he's trying to do at this point is save his own hide. Hey, can I ask you something? What about those that were kidnapped by this individual? What about those that were sodomized by this individual? What about those that were murdered by this individual? What about them? What's more important, the life of a kidnapper, sodomizer, and a murderer, or the life of those that he violated? Because I'll tell you what, you probably won't hear this, many of you, until it happens to you. And that's a sad scenario in this country, but that's where we're at today. That's my two cents. That's my opener. We need to get this right, America, because enough is enough. In so many different fronts in this country, enough is enough. Did you see this? By the way, I'll highlight this and then we're going to be done. Feinstein, this lunatic, I shared with you probably 4 or 5 years ago when I first seen this woman. I go to California quite a bit to speak. And when I looked at her, the very first thing I thought of is she carries the same spirit of those at the Nuremberg trials. And when you look at the fruit of this folks incapable of thinking like me and you, this reprobate, I'm telling you what, I'm right. And I know I'm right. Why, America, do you put up with this? Why do you put up with the abuse of power? Because they don't have the authority to do the things that they're doing anyways. I mean, here for example, speaking of Feinstein, when you have a cold, you take medicine, you eat chicken noodle soup, right? That's what you do. Well, she did, through her actions, when I have a cold, I release sensitive documents to the press. And now Feinstein, to take a step back from what she did, claims her mental faculties were impaired when she released Fusion GPS. Oh, America, you draw the seat of violence nigh unto you. Why? Because you hold fast to deceit and you know not the judgment of God. The less that you tolerate violation of law, the more you understand what freedom is about, the more gratitude that you show for the sacrifice given both in the spiritual and the natural, the more that you'll understand the price paid on your behalf, and the more that you understand that, the more gratitude you will show to those that actually obey the law rather than those that violate the law. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to jump over to our Facebook account, it is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, if you'd like to go over to our YouTube page, please do. It is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Check out those videos. They are bringing about answers, not magnifying the crime, but magnifying the law against the crime, the way that we used to do things in this country before we accepted a false version of grace and mercy in this country. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to give us a call, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Finishing off the first and second segment, friends. But let him who glories, glory in this. That he understands and he knows me. This is the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. That I am the Lord that exerciseth love and kindness. Read Psalm 107, going back. Judgment and righteousness. It's this very throne. Psalm 89, Psalm 97. I'm known by the judgments that I execute. Psalm 16, friends. And on and on and on and on. That I am the Lord, exercise of love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, saith the Lord. Also read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. And understand the sure mercies of David, which is a covenant made by our Father. Read 1 Peter when you get a moment as well. Folks, I was just talking about how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, because then love wounds itself by killing justice. I'm only going to be able to get to one of these topics. And I pick 56 examples of outrageously foul, lewd language spewed by Bill and Hillary Clinton over the last 3 decades. Isn't it absolutely amazing to everybody? I mean, because I hear the message loud and clear. The message coming from those that control these little Judases, these little pawns in their hands, is there's nothing you can do about it. That's their message. There's nothing you can do about Bill and Hillary and Barack and Michael. I'm sorry, Michelle. There's nothing you can do about it. You can do nothing about the crimes of those that are to magnify the laws found in the Constitution. So help me God, they swore when they violate it because they're demigods. They can do what they want. Just think about that. The question that is begged here, friends, then, and I would lay to your candor, is who do they work for then? If they're so busy tearing away at the Constitution, attempting to tear it down and recreate it in their special interests groups, special interest groups image, well, then that should tell you who they're working for, because what's happening is counter to law in this country. So when you see the CIA-controlled media doing the things that they should do, and the things that they're doing, it should show you, friends, that you're under attack, and you are under attack. Like it or not, believe it or not, it doesn't matter. You are under attack. Hillary Clinton's real language when speaking in private. Now, I want you to pay attention to who she's talking to, okay? Hillary to Arkansas state troopers at the guardhouse as she was pulling out of the governor's mansion on Labor Day 1991. This is from a book called The First Partner, page 192. Okay? This is how Hillary Clinton speaks to state troopers. Where is the blankety blank flag? I want that blankety blank flag up every blankety morning at blankety sunrise. Okay? So she talks to those that protect her. Who does she work for? Number two, and I got to be really careful, friends, because it's right in front of my face. I don't know. When I think of Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers." Doesn't Hillary claim to be a Christian? Why, yes, she does. You know, when I was a worldling, my favorite words were the F word. I mean, I couldn't say a sentence without it being intertwined in my conversation. And it was corrupt. The wrath of God abided, and it abided upon me. No doubt about it. When I truly got saved by the power of the Holy Ghost, John 3:3, it's interesting. I just lost the desire like that not to talk like that anymore. And it's absolutely amazing how many people that profess to be Christians that don't understand that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. I got a question for you. Those that still speak foul language, lewd language, you swear, your vulgarity, so on and so forth, or you just let it slip a little bit. I'm just kind of curious. Who has your heart? See, because the Bible tells us in Romans 5:5 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Do you think the Holy Spirit would influence you to speak that way? Absolutely not. Especially if we have the mind of Christ. We're going to speak forth the Word of God. Right? Number two, here's another one. Blank off. It's enough that I have to see you blanking kickers every day. I'm not going to talk to you too. Just do your blankety blank job and keep your mouth shut. This is Hillary Clinton speaking to an Arkansas state trooper bodyguard after one of them told her good morning. This is in a book called American Evita, page 90. Number three, this is Hillary Clinton. Oh, maybe she forgot about this. Christian Clinton did. Maybe she did. If any man among you seem to be religious or claim to be a Christian and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's Christianity and religion is vain. You're a hypocrite. God doesn't have your heart. There's nothing new about you. The Bible says that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. There's nothing new about this woman except the old rottenness of the core of who she is because it comes out of her mouth, right? Here's another one. You blanking idiots. Number three, Hillary to a state trooper who was driving her to an event in a book called Crossfire, page 84. Larry Gleghome, a former state trooper, said she was a blank day in and day out. She was constantly this. The First Partner is the name of the book, page 119. Number four, that sorry son of a blank, according to Larry Patterson, this was a common phrase that Hillary used to describe Bill back when he was governor of Arkansas. Folks, it's all a facade. I mean, you've seen when Bill Clinton was the governor. If you've not seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and understand the depth of evil that you're playing with. There's no fidelity in this man. He's unfaithful in covenant. It's called treachery. He's treacherous, friends. He's a traitor. If he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to his wife. And he surely isn't faithful to his wife. How many times has that guy been busted? As a matter of fact, there's even video out there watching him confess his wrongs. And that was a cover-up of Chinagate, by the way, in 92 when they were talking about impeachment. Number five. Former FBI agent stationed to the White House, Gary Aldrich, said Hillary had a clear dislike for the U.S. Secret Service. You know, one of the things that I want to lay to your candor is, you ever wonder who does the U.S. Secret Service work for? Are they there to protect them for their good? Or are the U.S. Secret Service there to protect them for the special interests that control the politicians? Probably a little of both, you think? Unless they don't like them. But going back, number five, former FBI agent stationed to the White House, Gary Aldrich, said Hillary had a clear dislike for the U.S. Secret Service, bordering on hatred. Two Secret Service agents heard Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, refer to them as a personal trained pigs. The agent on detail tried to scold Chelsea for disrespect. He told her he believed that her father, the president, would be shocked if he heard what she had just said to her friends. Chelsea's response, some call it by different names, friends, I don't think so. She said, that's what my parents call you. Unlimited access, page 90. Number six, if you want to remain on this detail, get your blanking blank over here and grab those bags. Wow. And this is the one that was running for the president of the United States of America. And by the way, there's no doubt. There's not even a shadow of a doubt in my mind that this is how these people really are behind closed doors. And it should show you their treachery and their unfaithfulness to you. Because, friends, what you need to understand is the man and the office are one. They're not two different people. They're the same people. But these people are like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They come out with a smile on their face and come up all proper as if to suggest that somehow they're honorable and they're noble. When in fact, the opposite is true. I remember watching some video. I watch a lot of documentaries. And it was Nixon FBI tapes on him. And everything that came out of that guy's mouth was GD, or the F word. Same thing with Johnson. And I'll tell you one that really bothered me, John F. Kennedy. He had a rotten mouth as well. How much worse today? I mean, just think about this. I remember when going fast forward to George W. Bush, you know, the junior. It's interesting to know that I remember watching how everybody, he was asked one question about who he most admired. And George W. Bush said Jesus Christ, and that was it. He put the rest of the church in America to sleep, and they all got behind him like a bunch of blind dogs. And they did it. But I remember after he won the incumbency, the People's White House, the presidency, I remember a video of him overseas where someone had asked him a question, and he turned and he gave him the finger, and I thought, yep, that's exactly right. That's who you really are, brother from another mother, I think. But folks, what we're talking about right now is 56 examples of outrageously foul, lewd language spewed by Hillary and Bill Clinton over the last three decades. I got a question for you. Another scandal's popping up on the Clintons. When are you going to say that's enough and show mercy to the innocent, America, by bringing judgment upon the heads of these criminals?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day. And this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad, tell us the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Goodness. Got to make the next point. We're talking about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Their foul and lewd language. Oh, and again, keep in mind, they're Christians. Do you remember when Bill Clinton was asked about abortion and he said he needed to take it to prayer? And then he was asked the question again sometime later and he said, my God said it was okay to commit the act of abortion. Wow. I bet your God did. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, doesn't he, Billy Bob? Yep, he does. Oh, my goodness. You know, I see Bush Sr., he's got one foot in hell and his other foot on a banana. And I see George Soros in the same condition. And I looked at Billy Bob, and he's getting close to that position, too. These guys need to understand that they're not able to keep their own soul alive. They're going to answer to my daddy because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. But, folks, see, we don't have to wait until they die before we judge. Again, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. We need justice, America. Why is Bill and Hillary still free, and why are they still at liberty to commit the acts of crimes against we the people on another day? Because the American people let them. Hey, folks, it's not what Donald said he would do. No, we already seen him play the hypocrite, too. He's not willing to do it, but we can. We can. We're going to be talking about this tomorrow. If evil is completely, you need to understand that this is a true statement. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. The good are unafraid, friends. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And guess what? Love enforces God's moral law. Remember, as a matter of fact, in Psalm 97, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Go down just a little bit in the King James Cambridge version, and it says, "You that love the Lord, hate evil." Not fraternize with it, hate it. Let's go on to the next one here. Talking about Hilla Beans here and Billy Bob. Okay, Clinton. Just, you know, I guess one of the things that people need to understand is this is the woman that was running for the presidency of the United States of America. Can I ask you something? Who are your oppressors today besides the up-and-coming generation of socialists who have been indoctrinated by communist professors in colleges and in high schools? Children are. They're becoming adults, aren't they? Yep. You know that in a time of judgment, Isaiah 3, it says, "And as for my people, children are their oppressors." And you know what another side of judgment is? "And woman and women will rule over them. All my people," he said, "they which lead thee cause thee to err and to destroy the ways of thy path." Man, they want to put a woman in office real bad, don't they? Let's go to scripture with that. 1 Timothy 2:12 as well. "But I not," this is what Paul said, he said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, "but I suffer not, I allow not a woman to teach or to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." That scripture, if you got a problem with that, Mrs. I wear the pants, take it up with the Lord. Take it up with the Lord. Don't take it up with me. It's not a shot. No, a woman's not to be a rug. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just telling you what Scripture says, and I'm telling you out of love as to what Scripture says. We need to put this into perspective in the proper order. God, Jesus, man, woman, children. Period. That's the order. Let's go to the next one. 6, talking of outrageously foul and lewd language spewed by Billy Bob and Hillary Clinton. Treasonous criminals that are still free to commit more crimes on another day. If you want to remain on detail, get your blanking blank over here and grab those bags. This is Hillary Clinton to a Secret Service agent who is trained to keep his hands free at all times to protect her. And according to countless witnesses, this kind of demanding and demeaning behavior and attitude is very common for Hillary over the years. This just came to the light not too long ago. Why? Because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. It's a spiritual law. CNBC host Chris Matthews commented on Hardball on July 17, 2001, as quoted on Newsmax in August 2001, that he had seen the Secret Service carrying bags for Senator Hillary on the train, who in the Senate gets a Sherpa to carry their bags for them, who pays the airfare for this guy, who pays for his lifestyle, who pays his salary to walk around carrying her bags. This looks pretty regal. Number 7, I got to be careful, get blanked out of my way, get out of my face, a typical comment from Hillary to Secret Service agents throughout the 1990s. Hillary's scheme is the name of the book, page 89. Number 8, stay the blank back, stay the blank away from me, don't come within 10 yards of me or else. How many people have died around Bill and Hillary? "Or else," she said, "just blanking do as I say." Okay? This is Hillary Clinton. Of course it's Hillary Clinton! Folks, remember when Barack Hussein Obama was the guy that was allowed by the American people to stay in the people's house for 2 terms? And he was going to have the most transparent administration. It was transparent if you were paying attention to what he was doing rather than what he was saying, because with his mouth, he was countering everything that he was doing with his actions. He's going to bring it back to the rule of law, and he's going to bring back the original founders' intents concerning the Declaration of Independence. And 5 minutes before, that was the campaign trail talk, and 5 minutes before he became the president mysteriously after 142 days in Illinois Senate, it's interesting to note that he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. Was it a joke? Is that what he did? That's exactly what he did. He attacked America for 8 years. Stay the blank back. Stay the blank away from me. Hillary to her Secret Service detail, Unlimited Access is the name of the book, page 139. Author Ron Kessler wrote, Secret Service agents assigned at various points to guard Hillary during her campaign for the Senate were dismayed at how two-faced and unbalanced that she was. A matter of character, page 2. Of course, no doubt, no question in my mind. Yep, this is all first-hand eyewitnesses that are bringing this information to you. And interestingly enough, Donald Trump said not too far back, I believe it was about a month and a half, 2 months ago, that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they're good people. I don't want to hurt them. I mean, are you going to suggest to me that he doesn't really know who they are? Yeah, they've been acquaintances and friends for a long time. Number 9, what the blank is going on? Hillary to a Secret Service agent after reading an article written by a UC Berkeley student, which was critical of Chelsea Clinton, a new high-profile standard undergrad. The student was subsequently interrogated by the Secret Service. Isn't this amazing? America, you've conditioned yourselves to allow them to go so far, not only to be protected from the people that they're supposed to serve, but if you ever question those people, they'll send the Secret Service to interrogate you. Remember that happened with none other than Ted Nugent. Number 10, Bilbos and Bimbos, blanks, trailer trash, rednecks, and blank kickers. Terms Hillary commonly used to describe Arkansas and its population. This is all in the book American Evita, page 139. Number 11, God, then she said blank. LD, did you see that family right out of Deliverance? Get me the blank out of here, said Hillary Clinton. LD Brown, Bill's favorite state trooper, while at a country fair in Arkansas in the early 1980s, they had just spoken to the salt of the earth country Arkansans who wore bib overalls and cotton dresses. Brown also said that Hillary would reduce grown men state troopers such as Trooper Mark Allen to tears with her vicious attacks. Crossfire, page 85. They're dangerous people. By the way, 3 of these bodyguards were killed by one of another ATF member on the top of the Davidian branch at Waco. You can watch the video online. There's no doubt as to what you see. And the film is crystal clear. Number 12, this is the kind of blank I have to put up with. This is Hillary to a friend after a friend, after a well-meaning supporter gave her earrings shaped like Arkansas Razorbacks. Bloodsport is the book, page 105. You know what her favorite name for Billy Bob Clinton is, friends? This is out of Boy Clinton, page 278. Mother Blanker and Blank Blanker. I'm sorry, I'm not going there, and I'm not going to spell them out. You're going to have to use your imagination from the past or something. This is her favorite name for her husband. Wow. Number 14, you blank stupid, you blankin' stupid, blankin' fool. Hillary to Bill, while in the presence of Chelsea, then a toddler. Newsmax, July 15th, 2000. America, who are they working for? This is craziness.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.